Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad I can say that he's never let me down, and he's always been true to his word, and it doesn't matter if I say it or if I don't say it, he's still true to his word. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm just rejoicing in the song service tonight, and thank the good Lord for stirring in my heart and my soul, and I thank him for giving me the desire and the loving of such as this. Amen. Amen. Before I saved, I didn't care nothing for you people. Amen. I certainly didn't care nothing for the Word of God or the work of God or the services. And my music was different. My dress was different. My speech was different. Amen. But I praise his name that the Bible says if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. It's not what I did. Amen. God did that to me. Amen. And praise the Lord for that. Amen. I rejoice and rejoice in the Lord. That's the songs that we sing, praising him, and so very important in the service of God. I know it doesn't take the place of preaching, but it does prepare us for the preaching. Amen? Good to be here with you this evening. I preached here Thursday night. Jens all wasn't here, but I preached here anyway. And I always enjoy coming to be with you folks, and yous are dear to my heart. As a young preacher, I used to come here and preach a lot, and I've just grown to love you and just as a part of you, and I thank you for that. And we are all one family, amen. We may belong to different churches, but we're on the same team, amen. We're fighting for the same cause, and we're got the same Lord, amen. And good to be here tonight. I'm going to try my best to preach quickly. And I've had a lot of comments today about my preaching, and I'm going to try to prove some of them wrong tonight, amen. Most of the time when I preach the sermon the second time, it's usually a little faster, amen. But if you have your Bibles and would like to read along with us this evening, we're going to look in the book of Luke, chapter number 15. I know that I get one look whenever I said that. My son, he always looks at me, and he always gives me that look like, really? amen, amen. Of course, we're just glad to be in the Lord's house, and in all seriousness, We need the Lord, amen. We need him, and I hope you know that. I believe you do. It's when we don't know that we need him is when we're in trouble, amen. When we say that we're rich and increased with goods, have need of nothing, then that is when we're in trouble. The psalmist said it like this, it says, I'm poor and needy, amen. Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount, he said, blessed are they that are poor in spirit. Amen. Blessed are they that are poor in spirit. Not prideful in spirit. Not boastful in spirit. Not thinking that we've arrived. Because, listen, if we're in that shape, you ain't going to get no help. Amen. Jesus said, I come not call the righteous, amen, to repentance. He said, the whole don't need a physician. Amen. We need to, and I'm saying all these things to say we need to see our condition in truth and in reality before God as we are. Then we can get some help. Amen. All right, I'm looking in Luke chapter 15. I'll read down through verse 10. The Bible says, then drew unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. I say, thank the Lord. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it. When he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulder, rejoicing. When he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. And let me just say right there, there is no such persons, amen, that need no repentance. Verse number 8 says, either what woman hath 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. As far as I'll read, let's pray. Ask God to bless the service and the Word of God to our hearts this evening. Father, as we bow before you again, Lord, we are thankful, Lord, so very thankful, Lord, for all that you are. Lord, we praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for your faithfulness to us. Though we've not been faithful always in our life to you, Lord, we can never say that you've not been faithful. You've been faithful, Lord, in the good times and the bad times. You've been faithful, Lord, when we was not faithful. Who's been faithful when we are faithful. Lord, your faithfulness does not depend upon our faithfulness. And I'm so thankful. And I just want to bless your name tonight. Thank you for letting us come out to your house tonight. Thank you for these good folks, Lord, that's before us. We pray your blessings upon them. We pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit of God would speak into our hearts, speak into my heart as I preach. Give me that only you'd have me to say. God, I pray you'd speak into the hearts of those that's before us, Lord, this evening. Lord, I pray that you would speak into every need, Lord, every circumstance, whatever, Lord, the need is. Lord, you know it. Lord, we believe you can touch and speak to that. Lord, not only that you'd speak to it, Lord, but that we'd respond, Lord, unto the drawing and unto the working of the Spirit of God in our life. Help us, Lord. We realize, Lord, that we're poor and needy. But, Lord, we may not realize how poor and needy we are. Help us, Lord, to realize that, Lord, that we may do something about it. That we, Lord, that we might draw closer to you. Lord, that we might abide in you and your word abide in us. Lord, that we might go out into this world and be that shining light that we need to be. Help us, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. I'm going to preach out of verses 8 to 10. But I just give you just a short introduction, maybe. We know that he is speaking here to the Pharisees and scribes. They're murmuring against him because he has come and he is eating with the sinners and the publicans. He is coming unto them, and he is. The Bible says he receiveth sinners and he eateth with them, and of course they wouldn't have anything to do with sinners. They thought they was above that and all that. And Jesus began, he spake this parable unto them. And I'm not going to preach out of the parable of the lost sheep. There's three different things here in chapter 15 that are lost. There's the sheep that's lost, there's the silver that's lost, and then the son that's lost. I didn't read that. That's the prodigal son there that I didn't read for time's sake, but I realize that the gospels, a lot of the gospels are centered. You know, a lot of folks are what they call ultra dispensationalists. They'll tell you that the book of Matthew is to the Jew, and it has to do with the kingdom of heaven, and it ain't nothing to us, and we can't get nothing out of that. I'm not ultra dispensationalist, amen. I believe in dispensations of the scriptures, but I believe, like Brother Mitchell said, he said, all the Bible's not to us, but all the Bible is for us, amen. And we can get a spiritual application. And, you know, I'm really trying not to get off here, but I feel like the Lord wants me to say this. You know, even in these books and chapters and that speak unto the Jew and unto the kingdom gospel and all these things. God's the same. Amen.
Right.
Amen. There's different, you know, the church is not the kingdom. The church is not Israel. I understand that and all. But God deals with men the same. Amen. Men and women, boys and girls, they've been saved ever since the first one was saved. They're saved the same way, by grace through faith. Amen. And I realize that in the Old Testament they had the sacrifices, and that was only fruits of their faith, and it was looking for that perfect sacrifice. But it's God still, He still is the same. Amen. So this Bible, amen, we can get some help out of this Bible. Amen. And I realize here at the scripture here, He's talking about, no doubt He's talking unto the lost sheep of Israel. He's speaking about those Jews. You know, he told His disciples, he said, don't go to Samaria, don't go unto the Gentiles. He said, go to the Jews. He had a mission to the Jews. And that's not to say he wasn't going to go to the Gentiles, but what I want to see is, yeah, he is dealing here with the lost sheep, amen,
yeah,
and the those that are lost and the things that are lost, amen. I'm going to preach tonight on the things that are lost more than I am those that are lost, but they go together. The things that are lost affect those that are lost,
yeah,
amen. But we see in the first verse, 7 verses there, He is speaking about those that are lost. Amen. He talks about the man that hath 100 sheep, and He says He leaves the 99 to go unto that one that is lost. Amen. But then He gets down to verse number 8, and I'm gonna try to preach here just for a little while. He says, either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she had found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. So what the woman lost, it affects those that are lost and those that would come to repentance, amen, because what He said in the last verse there, He said, likewise, there is joy in the presence of angels, the angels of God, over one sinner that repenteth, amen. And I want to preach on finding that which we've lost, amen.
Yeah.
Finding that which we've lost. And if you don't think you've lost anything, then just let God speak to your heart. Amen. We can look around us. Amen. We can just take a glimpse at our own life. Amen. We can see some things that we've lost spiritually. Amen. I'm not talking about losing your knife and your wallet and stuff like that. I'm talking about losing things spiritually. Amen. Now, I'm not talking about losing your salvation. We can't lose our salvation. Amen. 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 I'm saved by the grace of God through faith. Amen. And that not of myself. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. I didn't have anything to do with that outside of coming to the call of God when he called me, amen, unto salvation. But I can't lose it. Amen. The Bible tells us that nobody can pluck us out of the Father's hand. And I couldn't lose it if I wanted to, and I don't want to. Amen. But I'm not talking about losing our salvation. I'm talking about losing spiritual things. And that we can lose. Amen. We can lose spiritual ground that we have gained down through our lifetime. Amen. We can lose the growth that we have had with the Lord. Amen. We are supposed to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not supposed to be where we was yesterday with God. Amen. It's the will of God that we grow every day. Amen. It's the will of God that we learn more about Him and yield more to Him every day. Amen. Every time that we commune with God, amen, we should grow in the grace. It may not be leaps and bounds, but over the years, amen, over time, amen, we will grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not where I was when I was 20 years old. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. I don't know nowhere near as much as I should as long as I've been saved. But I thank God He's showed me some things. He's brought me through some things. Yeah. Amen. The Bible says tribulation worketh patience. Amen. And patience experience and experience hope. Amen. That is the growth process of the child of God. So we're not supposed to stay, but we can lose some things. Amen. And before we can find or help those that are lost, we must find that which we have lost. Amen. We must find that which we have lost. And that's what I want to preach out of verse number 8, finding that which we have lost. The lost silver, it represents that which was precious to her. Amen? Precious things. Amen? We all have precious physical things, don't we? We've got things that sentimental value. We've got things that we've laid up, we've kept, and we know where they're at, and we want to keep those things. Amen? But what about the spiritual characteristics, the spiritual blessings that we have received from God, the spiritual character, amen, that He has invested in you and I, amen. See all these things. Let me just name some of them. What about love and joy, peace? Ain't you glad we got those things? Amen. Paul told the, or John told the Ephesian church that, giving the message of the Lord Jesus Christ, said, I've somewhat against you, for you have left your first love. Amen. They'd lost it. Amen. They'd left it, and they hadn't lost their salvation, but they'd lost their love for God. They'd lost their love for God's work and God's will for their life. Amen. Listen. The devil knows these things, and he would have it no other way for us to just dry up, amen, and sit down and be complacent. We're supposed to wait on the return of the Lord, but we're not supposed to sit down and not do anything. So we'll just wait. The Lord's coming soon, so we're just going to wait. No, we're supposed to be up and about the Father's business, waiting. Working while we're waiting for Him. But love and joy and peace, these things we know. Confidence, amen, that's a spiritual characteristic. Confidence in God, confidence in His Word, amen. What about faithfulness? Faithfulness, that's some things that we can lose, amen. Faithfulness, amen. Faithfulness to God's house, faithfulness to the work and to serve God, faithfulness in our life. What about prayer? Amen. Prayer. We can lose prayer. Now, listen, I'm not saying we can't pray no more, but we lose the desire to pray. Amen. And it don't take long, amen, to lose the desire to pray again. If you lose your confidence, you're going to lose your prayer life. Amen. What about Bible reading? I'm just giving you some things that we can lose. Amen. And listen, when we lose these things, then we are no help and we're no use to go and find those that are lost. Amen. We're talking about Bible. What about separation? Amen. It's easy. Listen, it's easy to blend in with the world. Amen. It's easy to do that. It's easy to get that mindset. Well, I don't want to stand out. I don't want to be different. Listen, you're saved by the grace of God. You are different. Amen. You are a peculiar people. Amen. Listen, you are different by nature now. Amen. But separate. What about testimony? Amen. Amen. What about your testimony? You know you can lose your testimony. God help us. God help us not to lose our testimony. What about giving? Amen. Giving is a spiritual characteristic. That's not an attribute of the flesh. Amen. Amen. It's not an attribute of the flesh to give, amen, to the work of God, to these missionaries. That's not a fleshly attribute that we're just that's a spiritual attribute. spiritual enthusiasm. Amen. Amen. Spiritual enthusiasm. Being enthused about the spiritual things of God. Amen. Amen. And what about witnessing? Witnessing, going out and telling others about. We can lose all these things. Amen. And these things are precious unto the child of God. They should be precious unto us. Amen. They should be precious unto us. But so we're looking at finding that which was. How can we? And listen, to be honest, we've lost a lot of these things in our churches. Amen. We may not have lost them completely, but we've lost ground on them. Amen. So how can we find them? I'm just going to give you a few things, and I'll be through. I'm not going to preach as long as I did this morning. Amen. But I want to preach on finding that which is lost. First of all, I want you to look. Said either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, how'd she find out she lost it? Amen. How'd she find out she lost it? Amen. We go on down, and the Bible says later on when she's looking at it, she lit a candle. Amen. How'd she find out she lost it? Amen. How do we see things? How do we see things spiritually? Amen. The Bible says that the entrance of thy word giveth light. Amen. It is by light that we can see things spiritually. I'm talking about the light of God's word, the light of God's spirit. Amen. Witnessing and letting us know. Amen. When we start growing cold and indifferent toward God, amen, the Holy Spirit of God will begin to deal with our hearts on these things. What is He doing? He's shedding some light in our life. Let us know that something's slipping in our life. Amen. So there's a revealing that she had lost it, amen, to begin with. You got to know that you've lost some things before you ever start looking for them. Amen. Before you ever start looking for anything, you've got to know that you've lost it. Amen. And you know, I've done said that church, the Laodicean church, they say we're rich and increased with good. We don't have any need for anything. And that's the day that we live in. That's the age that we live in. We don't have to be the Laodicean church. Amen. We don't have to be that church, though we live in that age. Amen. But if we live in darkness and we live in deception, amen, we will begin to live as the Laodicean church. Amen. So we need the light of the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. Amen. The man of God, amen, he's concerned about your spiritual well-being. Amen. So God puts that desire in his heart, and he gives him the message, amen, to preach here in the church. And what that does is that reveals to us, amen, what we're in need of. So she had to have a revealing. Then we see that she had to have a remorse that she lost it. Amen. Sometimes we get the attitude, so well, it just had to be that way. And usually when we have that attitude, that's the reason why we lost it to start with. Amen? That's the reason why we lose our spiritual ground is because we don't have the attitude that it is precious. Though it is precious to us. I don't think there's one in here tonight that would say that any of these things I read off to you would not be precious to you. Amen. I believe with all my heart these things are precious to you. But listen, what we focus on, amen, in our life, if we're not careful, it will be on the things that are temporal, and it'll be on the things of this world. Instead of those things, and whenever we get our eyes off of the spiritual things, then that is when we go into spiritual decline. Amen? There must be a remorse over it. Listen, being, listen, she was remorseful. She realized this was precious to her, though she had lost it. Amen. Though something had come into her life, somehow or another, what she had was lost. But now she realized, hey, that's precious to me. I need that. Amen. I want that back. And she became remorseful over losing that which was precious to her. Then she responded, amen. I'm going to spend most of my time on the last few, but she responded to her own liability. Look what it says on down. She said, when she found it, she said, I found the peace which I had lost. Amen. She recognized that, hey, somebody didn't break in here and steal that. Amen. There's nobody took your spirituality. They can't do that. Only you can let that go. Right. Amen. Right. And only you can get it back. Amen. I can't be spiritual for you, and you can't be spiritual for me. Amen. I can preach to the Word of God. Amen. And you can read the Word of God. But listen, our spiritual life is our own responsibility. Amen. And she responded to that. She realized, hey, I'm responsible. I'm the one that lost it. Amen. So listen, I hope you understand. I'm not saying that we're to do anything in the energy of the flesh. I'm talking about spiritual matters and spiritual characteristics. That she had to own up that, hey, she was, and you know, a lot of times, and I just say most of the time, we blame our spiritual condition on other folks. Amen. Well, you just don't know what they said to me, preacher. Amen. Yeah. You just don't know how they treated me. Yeah. Amen. Listen, my spiritual condition, my spiritual character is not based upon how you treat me. Amen. It's based upon how I treat God and His Word. Amen. And how that I let it be a part of my life. That's all that it's based on. Amen. Jesus said, He said, you abide in me and I in you. My words abide in you. Amen. That's the only way we can bear fruit. That's the only way we can be spiritual. Amen. Is have the, God, Jesus abiding in us through His Word and us abiding in Him and following Him. That's what it means to abide in Christ. It means to, he said, if you love me, he said, keep my commandments. So she responded to her own liability. But I want you to notice what she did. She didn't sit down and say, well, God, I'm not where I should be. I'm just going to sit here. Lord, you bless me. Lord, you fix this. That's not what she did. The Bible says that having 10 pieces of silver, she lose one, doth not light a candle. Amen. She returned, when she found out she lost it, she returned with a light. Amen. She began to get rid of the darkness in her life. Amen. Listen, these first things are just preliminary. Now she's taking action. Amen. Now she's doing something. Amen. Doing something about it. And you'll never find what you've lost until you do something about it. Listen, you might lose your wallet, and you might lose your pocket knife, and you might lose something important to you physically, and it'll never come back to you until you start looking for it. Amen. And look, she returned with a light. She lit a candle, amen, and she started dealing with the darkness in her house. And I didn't get to that, but she lost it in her house, amen. And the darkness was in her house, amen. It's the darkness, amen. Jesus tells us in His Word, 1 John chapter 1, in verse number 6, He said, if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness. He's talking to saved folk here. He said, if we say we have fellowship. I'm right with the Lord, preacher. Amen. But you're walking in darkness. The Bible says that we lie and do not the truth. Amen. That we're deceiving ourselves. We are being deceived. Amen. But if we're walking in darkness, amen, that means we're in darkness. Amen. The Bible says there in verse 5, he says, this then is the message that we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all.
Right.
Amen. God is light. He is revealing. He is not obscuring. Amen. He does not hide things. He reveals things in our life. If things are lost and hid because of darkness, it's not God's fault. God did not do that. Amen. He said, God is light and in him is no darkness. But then in verse 7, he said, but if we walk in the light. Amen. If we walk in the light of God's word. Amen. It'll begin to reveal. That's what that shows here when she lit that candle. Amen. She began to walk in the light. She began to dispel the darkness so that she could look for what she's lost. And it is only by looking in the Word of God and the light of the Word of God, by the Spirit of God's direction, amen, and listen, following God's will and God's way, that He's going to shine the light in your life and let you see some things that you've lost. Amen. She returned with the light, dealing with the darkness. Then we see that she was relentless in her looking. Look what she says. And she swept the house. She began to deal with the dirt in her house. Amen. As long as it's dark in there, they couldn't see no dirt. As long as it's dark in my house, you ain't going to see no dirt. That don't mean the dirt ain't there. Amen. When the light comes in, that's when the dirt comes to our attention. And the Bible says she swept the house. In other words, the dirt had accumulated so much that what she had lost, she couldn't possibly have found it. Amen, because it was covered up with dirt. And when we lose things, we cover it up with dirt from this world in our life. Can I say amen? But she was relentless in her. She didn't just stop with the light. Amen. She was intent on finding that which she had lost. So she swept the floor. Amen. Dealing with the dirt in her life. Look in verse. Look. She said. She seeking diligently till she find it, and when she had found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost." She rejoiced. Let me just say here, what she had lost did not only affect her. We see that in this verse. The silver that she had lost did not only affect her, it affected others around her. Amen. Now this silver that she had, I don't know what it was. I've read different commentators say what it might have been, it doesn't say, I don't know. But I know it's a piece of silver, one of ten, that she lost, whether it was in some sort of setting or whatever, I don't know. But it was precious to her, and it bothered her that she lost it, and it affected her relationship with her friends and her neighbors. Amen? We see that in that verse. Because when she found it, she called them and wanted them to rejoice with her. Amen. She wanted her to rejoice with her. Listen, when we lose things, when we lose the spiritual things, the characteristics of our life that we have gotten from God, that God has, like I said, invested in us, when we lose those things, it affects all around us. Amen. I believe that's why this scripture is right here where it's at, dealing with the lost sheep and the lost son. Amen. She said, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost." Then he said, likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sin. Why did he put that there? We're talking about some, a thing that she had lost. Amen. A thing. It was not a sheep, and it was not a soul or a son, but it was just a piece of silver. Amen. Why would he write at the end of that, that likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of angels, of the angels of God, over one sinner that repenteth? I believe it's because what she had lost, amen, affected the repentance of sinners around her. Amen. I believe what she had, amen, and I believe that this speaks. I believe the woman, listen, I believe we can apply this safely. Amen. I realize the context is Jewish. I understand all that. But I believe we can apply this safely, that the woman is a picture of the church. Amen. The bride of Christ, if you will. Amen. And God has blessed us with spiritual blessings. He has equipped us with the spiritual blessings through Christ, through abiding in Him and through His Word, amen, to do the work that only the church can do in this world. Did you know that we are the only people that can take the gospel to sinners? God didn't choose any other way. Old Testament, He chose Israel. That was God's plan for Israel to be a witness to the other nations. In the New Testament, He has given that witness and that testimony into the church and to the church only. Amen. There's a lot of ministries out there, I know. But if they're not affiliated with the local New Testament church, then it's not of God. God is dealing with this world, and He is getting His gospel out through this world, through the church. And if we have laid aside, and if we have dropped and lost the spiritual blessings and the spiritual characteristics of what God has given us to equip us to go out and win them. Listen, if this world don't see joy and peace in my life, amen, why would they want to come in here? I'm not being mean, I'm just preaching this evening. Amen. We've lost some things. When we go out in this world, listen, we can shout the house down in the house of God. Amen. And I'm glad that we do. But when we go out in the world, that's where the rubber meets the road. That's where the work and the service is. Amen. That's where it matters that we're full of the Holy Ghost, that we're serving God, that we've got those blessings of God in our life. Amen. When sinners can listen, I said this morning preaching this. I know this is true because this is true in my life. Amen. I've seen some saints of God that was sold out to God, that abided in Him, and their word abided in them. Amen. And I've seen something about them that they wasn't like me. Amen. They didn't complain, and the things of the world didn't bother them like it bothered me. Amen. They was different. They had no matter what they went through, they had a joy in their life. They had a happiness. Amen. They had a contentment. And those are the things that God had given them. And those are the things that we'll lose if we're not careful.
Yeah.
That's the reason He said, likewise I say unto you, there's joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. I wonder, what have we lost? Amen. What have we lost? Amen. God lets us know. You know what? One writer said that this piece of silver was a part of a setting with all 10 pieces. I don't know if that be true or not. But if it was true, before it fell out and got lost, it had to got loose. Amen. And you know, I know in my own life, God speaks to my heart sometimes about some things that are getting loose. Amen. I've not lost them, but they're getting loose in my life. I need to deal with it. I need to work on it. I need to maintain that because it's getting loose, and I might lose that. I don't know if that's the case or not with this, but I know in my own life that there's times that God speaks to me about the Christian character in my life. You know, maybe a harsh word. I don't know what it might be in your life. Just something wasn't pleasing to God that He puts His finger on. He says, I need to deal with that now. Not let it go on. Because when it goes on, it gets worse. It gets worse. Next thing you know, you've lost that in your life. Amen. And it affects, listen, I hear it every day at work. Every day I hear, I've got a man that I work with, and he says, do you know so-and-so? I say, no, I don't know him. Well, he's supposed to be a preacher, is the next words out of his mouth. And it breaks my heart. Amen. It breaks my heart because that's what he's seeing. Amen. And it's at least once a week he tells me. Amen. And that should not be so. And it's because there's some things lost in that individual's life. Amen. And it has affected him. And it continues to affect him. So it's important that we find that which is lost. All right, preacher.